This is Bedtime Stories, a CWRPSJ2 fanfic written by Red Siren Fiction, read by Miss Marina 95. This fic is rated PG and contains the pairing Jared Jensen. Summary: Hot Wheels, Toothbrushes, and Knights of the Round Table.
No!
The pitch is glass shattering, but the giggles that follow it come clear through the backyard door that's always open for the breeze in the summer. Little feet patter against the wood floor, followed by the distinctive sound of much bigger ones. A deep laugh, all the indication Jensen needs to know that Jared is chasing after one of their munchkins again. They've got three now. Twin girls and a boy who's already turning out to be a carbon copy of his dad's.
Daddy!
Joshua tugs at Jensen's pant leg, a frown of determination marring his usually sunny features. What's up, big guy? Jensen's already bending to pick up their youngest, even as he holds out the blue Hot Wheels toothbrush.
No, bzzz!
Jensen can't help smiling at how expectant and frankly pissed off his kid looks. Josh huffs as his dad takes the brush and then sets him on the counter to watch as he replaces the batteries.
No bzzz, huh?
No bzzz! Daddy fix! Daddy fix!
Jensen chuckles, nodding as he pops new batteries in and hands the toothbrush back to his son, whose frown is now long gone.
Daddy fixes everything!
Jared and Olivia both cry out as they run back the way they came, sliding across the living room with Harley and Sadie close on their heels. Jensen cracks up as he carries Josh back to the bathroom to brush their teeth. It's their own quiet nightly little ritual. Josh is more like Jensen than Jared, and like his father, prefers to wind down at night by doing things slowly, taking his time and going through step by step, things that will make his night's sleep more comfortable. Not that he's not a lunatic like Jared on a sugar bender during the day, but since he started sleeping through the night, Josh has turned into a little mini-me version of his old man. Both screech to a halt as Gabriella whizzes by, trying to catch up to her sister, her blonde hair streaming wildly behind her like golden flames in the dusty corridor. The two shake their heads simultaneously before stepping forward with their right foot and entering the bathroom to start in on the brushing.
"But she got to pick last time, Dad!"
Olivia whines even as she obediently takes the elastics out of her long pigtails and undoes the braids that have managed to survive a day of going to the zoo, the park, eating out, chasing her sister down the hill behind their house, and arts and crafts time out in the backyard.
"Olivia Rose, you know full well she did not. Now get in the tub before all the bubbles disappear."
Jared's always patient with his oldest, only because she's the most like him out of the three kids, and his mother has given him enough baby tapes of him at that age to prove that he was just as precocious. He sits on the closed toilet seat and waits for his girls to go through their paces, making little knapsacks out of their clothes before taking three-pointers from the door of the bathroom. Most nights, he finds himself cheering them on as their bundles fly in near-perfect arcs into the hamper. In Jared's eyes, his girls are rock stars and can do no wrong. After two failed attempts, his little angels came into the world in their living room, with no one but their fathers and a lot of peace and quiet. Jared still beams whenever someone brings up the fact that they were brave enough to have their girls at home. He wouldn't want it any other way. Once the girls are settled into the bath, he breaks out their favorite shampoo and starts in on the very rambunctious task of washing their long manes. The girls have Jared's thick waves, and more often than not, Jared plays hairstylist, making mohawks, beehives, and even the occasional animal sculpture out of the twins' hair. Tonight is definitely a beehive kind of night, as the girls have been allowed to play dress-up before dinner, makeup included. He's pretty sure somewhere in the family albums, there's a picture of his grandmother wearing the same shade of blue eyeshadow and red lipstick, her hair tornadoed up with a pound of Aquanet.
"Dad, will you read to us tonight?"
Gabby asks, sitting still as Jared coifs her hair, her little hands making a visor over her eyes to prevent any shampoo-related eye injuries. I don't know. Were you girls good for Daddy while I was out getting food? He asks, his tone serious despite the mischievous smile on his face. Jared's already gotten the full report from Jensen, and knows the girls had been their usual rowdy selves during the hour or so he was out running errands.
We helped with a salad, Olivia pipes up,
bouncing a little and splashing bubbles onto Jared's t-shirt unknowingly. He splashes back with a chuckle, smoothing a lump of bubbles away from her forehead before they can get near her eyes. Then I think my little helpers get a bedtime story. Both girls cheer and splash and cheer and splash some more, and Jared realizes that this is the reason he can never make it through bath time without looking like he's been on a splash pad.
Will you tell us our favorite? Olivia asks, hope clear in her big green eyes.
And really, how can he say no to the puppy dog face he's been using on his own family for years?
Which one was that again?
Jared plays dumb, knowing the girls get a kick out of it.
Dad!
They both groan, sounding a little too much like the teenagers that live up the block. Jared has to stop himself from giving a grossed-out shiver. His girls will never be that stuck up and snooty. Not if he and Jensen have any say in the matter.
Snow White,
he tries, unable to stop smiling, already knowing that the girls' favorite is a story they've told them since they were old enough to sleep in beds and not cribs.
No!
Sleeping Beauty?
No, silly!
Then I'm stumped, girls. He leans back, looking attentively at them, ready to be schooled by his 6-year-olds.
The story of the two princes,
Gabby says, looking very much like Jensen when he's pretending to be mad during a game of kickball in the yard. Jensen always loses at kickball, and more often than not ends up getting a shot to the nuts, which always ends in giggles when he goes down like he's just been hit by some invisible wall. How's it start again? Your dad's getting old and can't remember, he says matter-of-factly to his girls, who both crack up, much to his amusement. The two princes met in a king's chamber. They both came from far away to go on a mission for the king, Olivia states, looking at her father like he's the village idiot.
Oh, right, that story,
Jared says with exaggerated reactions, keying a whole new round of laughter from his girls. After a good hour's worth of bubble tiaras and rain from their oversized showerhead, the girls are finally let out of the bathroom, all pruned skin and quickly curling hair. Go get your PJs on and then get Daddy to fix your hair, Jared instructs both girls before heading to his bedroom for a dry shirt. They tear down the hallway like the place is on fire, shouting animatedly at one another about who gets to wear the pink slippers and who gets the purple ones. Jared can't help but shake his head in amusement as he changes into his own PJs and moves back out to Josh's bedroom, where story time usually takes place. World War III tends to break out if they try and do story time in any other room of the house, and they long ago gave up trying to get Josh to go to the girls' room, as he seems to be allergic to all things girly and pink. Jared leans against the doorframe for a moment, watching his husband and son looking at their favorite book. It's as old as Jensen and well-worn, but Josh is reverent with the thing and doesn't touch more than the pictures on the page. Cars are his favorite thing in the world, and the fact that Daddy has a book that's full of old pictures of them is enough to make his whole life complete.
But that one, you like that one?
Jensen speaks softly, Josh tucked up in his lap, eyes looking alertly at the page and the picture of the Chevy Nova sitting outside a schoolyard. At the question, their son nods vigorously, pointing out towards the garage where the Impala has a place of prominence. Jensen's smile lights up the room, and he nods, agreeing with his son even though the cars are totally different. The fond kiss he presses to Josh's temple is enough to make Jared's heart burst through his chest. And like so many times before, he is reaffirmed in his belief that Jensen is the best man in the world. The girls break the reverie as they screech into the room, each carrying a paddle brush in near neon colors of pink and purple.
the plastic infused with so much glitter that Jared sometimes has to squint to grab them in the morning. Josh isn't put out at all when Olivia stands impatiently in front of them, waiting for Jensen's lap to be free so she can have her hair brushed and braided. Gabby, bless her, has enough sense to reach for her little brother's hand and lead him over to his race car bed, both of them crawling in and motioning for Jared to take his usual spot on the beanbag chair next to them.
"Want me to braid your hair, baby girl?" he asks, head tipped back to look at her with a smile. Gabby shakes her head, adamantly sticking to their ritual. Jensen does their hair at night, Jared in the morning.
"All right, who's starting the story?"
Jensen asks as he sprays Olivia's hair with a detangler and then gets to work on brushing it all out.
"You're a little busy there, Daddy. I'll start."
Jared grins, adjusting in his seat before making sure everyone is ready.
Once upon a time, there was a knight who lived all alone in a big castle in the desert. The knight had a big family and lots of friends, but there was still something missing. One day, the knight received a message from the most powerful king in the whole world. The message said that he needed to go up to the castle in the mountains and, along with another brave knight, fight off all the scary monsters that were trying to destroy the kingdom. When the knight arrived at the castle, the king introduced him to his fellow knight, and it was love at first sight. Jared's eyes met Jensen's, and amidst their daughter's chorus of "Aww," the two share a loving gaze, Jensen mouthing "I love you," which Jared returns by blowing a kiss in a big production that has both Gabby and Olivia cracking up.
"Hold still, baby, your daddy's gonna mess up your braid," Jensen corrects gently, lifting Olivia back to the proper distance needed for him to braid her hair all the way to the end. The knights went off into the mountains in a big black chariot. Their first year there was hard, but they managed to start ridding the kingdom of all the scary monsters that had been tormenting it. Jared continued, his arms opening for Gabby to come and sit down in his lap, her hair still wet despite the little ringlets that are forming. He smooths them out with slow strokes, Gabby's eyes fluttering for just a moment before he starts speaking again. After years of fighting the monsters, the two knights finally realize that the way to get rid of all the scary creatures was to show them how strong love could be. Since they had been in love with each other for such a long time, the two knights decided to get married. Everyone in the kingdom gathered to watch them profess their love, and afterward there was a big celebration for everyone, monsters included. With all the happiness and love they saw, the monsters realized that they had been wrong all along and quickly apologized to everyone for keeping the kingdom so scared for so many years. The knight's work was done, and so after several years of fighting, they found their own castle and they lived happily ever after. Gabby and Olivia clap quietly, both aware that little Josh is already asleep, his tiny arms curled around a pillow version of the Impala. It takes a few more minutes, but the usual nightly ritual works its charm. Olivia is already out like a light by the time Jensen is through with her hair, and Gabby is weaving in and out of sleep by the time he manages to brush through her wet curls. As Jensen finishes up with their second daughter, Jared carries Olivia to her room to speed things up just a little. He's soon joined by Jensen, whose smile is nearly identical to the one Jared had been wearing earlier. "How is it we've got such good kids?" he muses in a whisper as he sets Gabby down into her snow-white sheets, Jensen pressing a kiss to her forehead before tucking her in. "We are just that awesome," Jared shrugs, as though it's the most natural answer in the world. "We kinda are, aren't we?" Jensen chuckles softly, moving kitty corner to Gabby so he can say goodnight to Olivia. As he leans in to give her a kiss, she wakes enough to wrap her arms around his neck and give him a hug. "Thank you, Daddy, for brushing. Thank you, Dad, for telling the story. Best daddies in the world," she mumbles, reaching for Jared as well, her little arm squeezing them both as tight as she can before sleep takes her yet again. Jared feels his heart swell again as he gives her one last kiss before hopping over to Gabby to do the same. Jensen's waiting against the door when he finishes, and without a word, they wrap each other up, lips meeting in a soft kiss before they thread their fingers together to head back to their own room. "We've got the best family in the world," Jared brags as he lies down, hands behind his head, just waiting for Jensen to flop down over him. "We really, really do," his husband affirms as he snuggles into Jared's chest, pressing a kiss to his chin fondly. "Now if only we could get them to stop throwing their food in the morning, they'd be perfect," Jared adds, both men cracking up at just how insanely fun tomorrow is going to be. Chaotic or not, this is the life they wouldn't trade a thing for. The end.